Shalom, everybody, and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Devarim. Baruch Hashem, we have the zechut of beginning the very last Sefer of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Sefer Devarim, with Parshat Devarim. And Parshat Devarim is basically 34 prakim of the last speech of Moshe Rabbeinu, the final message that Moshe Rabbeinu leaves to Bnei Yisrael in the last 5 weeks of his life. And our parsha is the beginning of that. Eile ha-devarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'evar ha-yarden, etc. Now, in Ashkenazi communities, it is customary to read the words in Pasuk Yud Bet of Perek Aleph, Eicha esa levadi, Tarchachem u'ma'asachem v'rivchem, how can I bear myself, says Moshe? How can I bear your nuisance, your burden, and your controversy? In Ashkenazi communities, it is customary to read those words not in the regular tune of the Torah reading, but in the special tune of Eicha. Eicha esa levadi, tarchachem u'ma'asachem v'rivchem. Excuse me. In addition, despite what is printed in some chumashim, there is a universal minhag to stop one pasuk earlier than is printed in those chumashim. Instead of stopping at the end of pasuk Yid Aleph, most communities, in fact, end the first aliyah at pasuk Yud. Hashem Elokechem hirba etchem v'inchem hayom kechokvei hashamayim larov, which means that Sheni begins with Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hashem Elokei Avotechem Yosef Alechem Kachem Elef Peamim Vivarechetchem Kasher Diber Lachem. In other words, according to this tradition, we don't want to start Sheni at Eicha Esa Levadi Tarchachem U'Ma'asachem V'Rivchem. We don't want to start a new aliyah on a sad note. And there's probably a lot of reasons for this change in the tune and for the desire not to start the next aliyah with this pasuk. First of all, this pasuk reminds us of the fast that is coming, Tisha B'Av that is coming. Say, Parshat Devarim is always read right before Tisha B'Av, and so we don't want to remember that on Shabbat. A second reason is that it is related to the opening word of Eicha, of Sefer Eicha, Megillat Eicha. Eicha Esa Levadi reminds us of Eicha, of Megillat Eicha, and how sad that is. And of course, it's also related to the word Eicha that appears in this week's Haftorah, Chazon Yeshayahu from Yeshayahu Aleph, which is also read in the sad tune of Eicha. And in the Haftorah, we read in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph of Yeshayahu, Eicha Haita Lizona Kirya Ne'emana. We've got three Eichas. We have the Eicha in our parasha. We have the Eicha of Megillat Esther, of Megillat Eicha, and we have the Eicha of the Haftorah from Yeshayahu. So it seems like there's a lot of reasons why we say that pasuk in that tune, and that we don't want to start the next aliyah with such a sad note. This pasuk is referred to actually in the first medrash in Eicha Rabbah, which refers to it as an Eicha that is comparable to other tragic Eichas. This is the very first Medrash in Eicha Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Piska Aleph. Says the Medrash, Eicha Yashva, from Eicha. Says the Medrash, I'll say it in English, I guess, that there were three Nevi'im who gave Nevuah with the language of Eicha. Says the Medrash, it's Moshe, Yeshayahu, and Yirmiyahu, just as we've noted. Moshe said in our parsha, Eicha Esa Levadi. Yeshayahu said in Yeshayahu Aleph, Chaf Aleph, as we just said, Eicha Haita Lezona. And Yirmiyahu says in Eicha Aleph Aleph, Eicha Yashva Vadad. And Rabbi Levi, looking at these three Eichas, says that it's a mashal to a wealthy woman that had three assistants or chambermaids throughout her life. One of these chambermaids saw the woman Bishalvata, from the word shalva, in her peace and tranquility. One chambermaid saw this woman with her bipachazuta, with her wantonness, you know, in her wantonness, in her rashness, in her temerity. And one chambermaid throughout this woman's life saw her benivula, in her just utter destruction, despair, low point. Says the Medrash, that's exactly what happened here. Moshe sees Bnei Yisrael bichvodam v'shalvatam. He sees them when they are good and with full honor and with full tranquility. And Moshe says, Echa esa levadi tarchachem, from our parsha. Yeshayahu saw Bnei Yisrael bepachazutam, in their temerity. And he says, Echa haita lezona. How'd this happen? And Yirmiyahu saw Bnei Yisrael benivulam, at their low, low, low point. And he says, Echa yashva vadad. We have to ask a number of questions on the Pasuk and on the Medrash. First of all, why would Moshe's vision of Bnei Yisrael bichvodam v'shalvatam be a source of Echa? I can understand Yeshayahu, who saw Bnei Yisrael at a low point. I can understand Yirmiyahu, who saw Bnei Yisrael at a low point. I can understand that their Echas are negative and sad. But why would Moshe's Echa, who saw Bnei Yisrael bichvodam v'shalvatam, why would that be a source of Echa? Related to this question is another question. In general, while the word Echa, as used in Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu and in Tisha B'Av, and again, Yeshayahu and Ar HaTorah, etc., denotes deep sorrow, its use in our parsha is not sad and does not denote destruction. It's a similar question, but now on the word Echa. Why would the word Echa here be looked at negatively? Moshe in our parsha seems to be talking about what happened way back in Sefer Shemot, way back in Parshat Yitro, in Sefer Shemot, Perek Yudchet. And this was the story of Yitro seeing Moshe Rabbeinu right after Har Sinai, Vayihimi Macharat, I'm in Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Yud Gimel of Shemot, Vayihimi Macharat, Vayeshev Moshe Lishpot Et Ha'am, Vayamod Ha'am Al Moshe Min HaBoker V'Ad Ad Ha'arev. And Yitro sees Moshe working really hard, and Yitro suggests to Moshe to set up a whole system of judges on various levels. And that's exactly what we see here in our parsha. Moshe says, Echa esa levadi, tarchachem umaasachem virifchem. And the very next pasuk, Havu lachem anashim chachamim unuvonim, set up judges, set up a system of judging, lower judges, lower courts, higher judges, higher courts. It's the same story. It's Sefer Shemot in Parshat Yitro, and it's our Parsha. Why in heaven's name is this a curse? Why is this negative? Why would the Medrash compare? I see the word Echa. But question one is, why is it negative? And question two, why indeed is the word Echa used here? So I'd like to share two answers to this question. The first answer comes from the Sephorno, Rabbi Ovadia ben Yaakov Sephorno. The Sephorno says on this pasuk, Devarim Aleph Yudbet, the Sephorno says that there is indeed an implied rebuke in the appointment of Shoftim over Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael was told, says the Sephorno, Bnei Yisrael was told that they would enter Eretz Yisrael, they would inherit Eretz Yisrael, they would not need to fight for it. They are going to get an incredible gift called Eretz Yisrael. And yet, despite that, they could not stop bickering. They could not stop arguing. They could not fight, so much so that Moshe had to set up judges, even Sarei Asarot. Judges, every 10 people needed their own personal judge. Now, this might explain the Medrash too. The Sephorno doesn't say this, but perhaps we can extrapolate and say that Moshe saw Bnei Yisrael bichvodam v'shalvatam. He saw them when everything was good. He saw when everything was peaceful. They had no reason to fight. And yet. And this is, of course, a powerful lesson. Nowadays, we know that the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed over Sinat Chinam. We have everything we want. We have Bnei Yisrael in most places living in peace. We have Eretz Yisrael. We have Medina Yisrael. We have everything we can dream of. We have everything we've been dreaming of. We have everything we've been davening for. And yet, Rachmana Litzlan, there is still fighting. There's civil wars going on all the time, fighting little things, big things, small things, nothingness. And Hashem says, you're right. I can't rebuild the Beit HaMikdash yet. And I can see why we hear Moshe saying, Eicha esalavadi, tarchachem umasachem virifchem. How can I do this? How can I bring these people to this country? How can I build a Beit HaMikdash when there's so much fighting going on? It's a terrible commentary. It's sad. It hits home. And we all need to take it to heart. Perhaps one can suggest another answer. This is based on the Torah Tamima, Rav Baruch HaLevi Epstein, who died in 1941. He doesn't say it here. He says it on Eicha. And again, he doesn't say it exactly related to our topic, but I think we can extrapolate. The Medrash Rabbah on Eicha has an introduction to the Medrash, and it's called Ptichta Dachakime, the introduction of the wise ones. And says the Eicha Rabbah in Ptichta Dachakime Piska Yud Aleph, says the Medrash there. The Medrash there has a number of statements that say what we could have read nowadays had we merited, and now that we've not merited, we must read Eicha. And this Medrash brings many, many psukim to say what we are reading on Tisha B'Av, but instead of what we could have been reading. So an example is, again, it's in Eicha Rabba Ptichta Dachakime Piska Yud Aleph. Says the Medrash, Ilu Zechitem, had you merited, Hayitem Korim Batorah Eile Moadei Hashem, Ve'achshav Shelo Zechitem, Harei Atem Korim Al Eile Ani Bochia. Eile, Eile. That's just one example. Many examples of play on words, the words, the painful words of Eicha, but what we could have read had we merited. These examples of Ilu Zechitem, Hayitem Korim Batorah, etc. Ve'achshav Shelo Zechitem, Harei Atem Korim, etc. Another example is Ilu Zechitem, Hayitem Korim Batorah. I'll leave that for now, and I'll give the final example, the very last comparison and contrast in that Medrash comes from our Parsha, from the Pasuk we just read. Says the Medrash, Ilu Zechitem, Hayitem Korim Batorah, Eicha Esalavadi. Had you been Zocha, you would have read the positive Eicha Esalavadi. What does this mean? This Medrash is looking at Eicha Esalavadi positively. Too bad you didn't merit to read Eicha Esalavadi. And instead, you had to read Eicha Yashva Vadad. The Torah Tamima there, in Megillat Eicha Perek Aleph Ot Dalid, the Torah Tamima says, really, that our pasuk in our parsha is indeed a bracha. Says the Torah Tamima, pasuk ze amar Moshe b'sha'a shira'a et Yisrael b'shalvatam uvdichvodam v'ribuyam. Says the Torah Tamima, yes, this is a bracha. He saw this when it was so numerous. Baruch Hashem. The same Bnei Yisrael that started with only 70 people that went down to Mitzrayim. If we were only 70 people, says Moshe, I could have been their only judge. Who needs more judges? There's only 70 people, but Baruch Hashem, there's more people. It's a beautiful bracha. Says the Torah Tamima, Yesh ba'inyan lashon zeh remez ribui v'kavod. It's a beautiful thing. Moshe says it's so special. We're so numerous. Baruch Hashem. I cannot deal with everyone. And if you go back to our parsha, that is exactly what the context is. The pasuk we've been quoting is pasuk Yud Bet. But go back to pasuk Chet. Re'ei natati lifnechem et ha'aretz. Bo'u. Ureshu et ha'aretz. I'm skipping to Tet. V'yamar alechem ba'eta hi, said Moshe, lemor, lo ucha levadi se'et etchem. Hashem Elokechem hirba etchem. V'inchem ayom kichochvei ha'shamayim larom. Hashem Elokei avotechem yosef alechem kachem elef pi'amim. V'varech etchem kasher diber lachem. And the next pasuk is, Eicha esa levadi, tarchechem u'masachem b'rivchem. It's beautiful. There's so many people. I sometimes, Baruch Hashem, have the zechut of living in Israel, and sometimes when I'm traveling and I'm stuck in traffic, I catch myself, I can get frustrated, I'm in a rush, this is a pain in the neck, and then I really try myself to say, Baruch Hashem. Would I rather have a country with no traffic? Would I rather have a country with no people? Nobody cares to live in Israel or to be in Israel or to travel in Israel? I try to say this especially, like on Chol HaMoed, when you're traveling into Yerushalayim, for example, or you're taking a tiyul with your family and it's hot and you're stuck in traffic and you say, oy vey, what a pain. Say, no, what a bracha. Would I rather have a country where nobody travels to Yerushalayim? On Chol HaMoed, would I rather live in a country there's not enough people here to make traffic because there are not enough people going on tiyulim? Chas v'shalom. So if that's true, then what is the sadness? Why do we read it in the Eichatun in our Parsha? And why do we start a new Aliyah this way? Because it is contrasted, as the Medrash earlier said, we said earlier. It's contrasted with Eicha Yashva Vadad. We have Eicha Esala Vadi in our Parsha. There's so many people here. And now, with the destruction, Eicha Yashva Vadad. And perhaps that is why this pasuk is said in a sad tune. Perhaps that is why this pasuk is not starting a new aliyah. It reminds us of the lost potential. It reminds us of what could have been. This is not what the Torah Tumimah says, but perhaps one can suggest based on what he said. Moshe soa b'nei Yisrael bichvodam v'shalvatam. And yes, he was comforted. But it was precisely the comfort and the luxury, so to speak, that Bnei Israel had. And then specifically it was with the man and the Ananei HaKavod. It was precisely that reminded Moshe and reminds us of the lost potential. When you have it all and you still are not able to serve Hashem properly, that's painful. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, really interesting idea, he said that it's easier to be a Jew in Siberia than it is to be a Jew in suburbia. When you're in Siberia, chas v'shalom, and everything's terrible, and everybody hates you, and everybody's beating you, you say, Hashem, I need you. But when we're in suburbia, and everything's fine, and I have money in the bank, and I have food in my closet, and in my cupboard, and I have everything I need, it's really hard to remember Hashem. And perhaps it is specifically, bichvodam v'shalvatam, when everything is good, that we are reminded, not what we have, we are reminded what we could have done, what we could have accomplished. Tisha B'Av is almost upon us, and we are reminded of the events of 2,000 years ago and the events since then too. We had it all 2,000 years ago. We were in Israel with safety. We had the Beit HaMikdash, and we let it slip through our fingers. That is a pain that we are feeling now, but that is also a pain, Emir Tzashem, that we are going to repair this year. And we're going to see our kavod and our shalva restored, Emir Tzashem, with the Binyan Beit HaMikdash, v'mehera v'yameinu, have a Shabbat Shalom.